Welcome back to Riders Field for our Peak Roofing and Construction pregame interview with Riders infielder Rafe Parrish here on the Cacique pregame show. Rafe, thank you for joining us.
Pleasure being here.
So early on in your time with Frisco, just a couple of games for you, but how are you feeling so far?
Feeling good. I mean, in the day, it's still baseball. Still getting my toes a little wet here, and as soon as that happens, it's going to be, we're going to be good to go.
You make your Riders Field debut yesterday, playing on the infield right next to Corey Seager, who's here on rehab. What was that like?
I mean, I was nervous to begin with, and then sharing the left side with him, I definitely added a little bit more adrenaline. But at the end of the day, it's still baseball. It's still a great time, and had a lot of fun with it.
When you're running out there on the field with him, and you guys are kind of running for the national anthem to the same spot, what's going through your mind? You know, you're running out on the same field as Corey.
I mean, honestly, I was just hoping I was running to the right position in the infield for the national anthem. I mean, a lot of teams like doing it right behind the pitcher's mound, behind second base. I was just hoping I was in the right spot.
Did you get to the right spot?
I did get to the right spot. Yeah, no, we nailed that.
Did Corey know where to go?
No, he was following me, so that was pretty cool.
Is that a little extra pressure when Corey's following you and you don't know where you're going?
A little bit, but I mean, as soon as he came out there and said the exact same thing that I said, then it was funny. It was fun.
What was your first conversation with him like when he got to the clubhouse and you guys are in the same locker room?
Honestly, my first conversation was during the national anthem, and I asked him if we were in the right spot, and he said, "I have no idea." And we both were like, "Yeah, that's our first day here." So it was really funny. It was a good time.
What do you admire about him, and I hope you can learn from a guy like him who's been to the top stages of baseball and two-time World Series MVP?
I mean, there's a lot to learn from him. I mean, he's been in the major leagues for how many years now? And I mean, just by sharing the same side of the infield and watching him go through his motions, you learn a lot from it. So just picking details from him, maybe asking him a few questions and picking his brain a little bit. And yeah, it's really cool, and it's a great time sharing the field with him.
Talking with Rafe Parrish here on the Cacique pregame show. So you play with a major leaguer next to you yesterday, and now you face your former teammate Mason Molina, who's on the mound for the Springfield Cardinals. You guys shared a little bit of time in Hub City last year. What do you remember about Mason?
He's a great guy. Great clubhouse guy. Shared a lot of good, bad memories from him, like experiences. And I mean, we've been through low, high, and now double A. So this is a pretty good experience facing him on the mound. I mean, we're not wearing the same uniform, but it's still a really cool experience.
What can you pick up from him based on the fact you played behind him on the infield? What did you notice about him when the way he takes the mound?
He attacks hitters a lot different. Like, he attacks each hitter differently. I mean, he pitches backwards some guys, pitches forwards some guys, throws a lot of fastballs to other guys. Like, it's kind of a toss-up of what kind of sequence he'll sequence me with. So ideally, go up there, be ready for the fastball, react to everything else, and that's pretty much been the mindset all year this year.
That's a wrap on part one of our Peak Roofing and Construction pregame interview with Riders infielder Rafe Parrish. Make sure you tune in tomorrow, and we'll play part two ahead of game three in this series. For now, though, Baylor Scott & White Health starting lineups are coming up for game two between the Riders and the Springfield Cardinals. We'll be right back on the Cacique pregame show.